This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves here. If you want, you may do that. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you. And they should be working fine now over at discord.lrn.fm. We had a couple rough days there where some sound equipment wasn't working quite right here in the studio, but hopefully I have remedied that problem. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Nobody, you are doing double duty today for listeners who are just with us on the radio here on Free Talk Live. They may not know you just got off another three-hour show, Call to Freedom.
Nobody's had a busy day.
You have, indeed. You have been very busy. And I've got some Bitcoin-related stories here tonight. I heard you guys were talking about the Craig Wright situation, and you know, I generally don't like to at least I like to try to avoid covering the same story you just covered 5 minutes ago on,
right,
on the other show. However, that other show is not on our radio affiliates, so most of our audience out there hasn't heard the discussion. So
yeah, it's not bad to pull back some of our best of, I think. Those are some of these stories are pretty important.
Yeah, this it is pretty important, although there's some other stuff worth talking about first. So we've got the fact that Bitcoin just had a what I would call a feature piece on 60 Minutes. Did
really?
You see this?
Now, how did that relate to the Bitcoin spike in time?
Afterwards.
After. Interesting.
It just aired on the 19th, so that would have been Sunday night. So Anderson Cooper, who many know, used to be a reporter with CNN. Hmm. Apparently, he's now working for...
He used to be a reporter with the CIA, too.
That's right. that's correct. So he's now working on 60 Minutes, and they did what is about a 13.5-minute news package on what they called Bitcoin's Wild Ride. And they interviewed Charlie Schramm, who happens to be a former sponsor here on Free Talk Live. We used to be sponsored by BitInstant, which was the company that Charlie Schramm founded, like in 2011 or something like that.
What did they do?
They helped people buy Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. Well, that was nice of them.
Yeah, with cash. They were one of the earliest ways to, like, pretty easily get Bitcoin through an internet website, basically. And so they interviewed Charlie in this piece, and I just kind of thought it would be interesting to play this and comment on it, because I thought it was, all things considered, given how the mainstream media normally treats Bitcoin, I thought it was a pretty fair piece. So I'm interested to, you know, to since you haven't seen it yet, Rich, to have you,
you know,
comment on how you feel about it. So we can do that. Also, did you hear that Arnold Schwarzenegger got dropkicked recently?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that video. It was interesting. I wonder what the guy was mad about.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's gotten any, whoever the attacker was, I don't know if he's received any, you know, coverage or whatever. But I thought that, there was an interesting development here. And from a perspective of forgiveness, because, you know, a lot of people want to see blood. They want to see somebody get their head chopped off in the public square. They're interested in seeing, retribution against people who have committed an act of harm. And according to Fox News, Arnold Schwarzenegger has announced as of Sunday that he will not be pressing charges against the man accused of assaulting him over the weekend.
Interesting.
He says, a lot of you have asked, but I'm not pressing charges, said the 71-year-old Terminator star. Says, I hope this was a wake-up call and he gets his life on the right track. But I'm moving on, and I'd rather focus on the thousands of great athletes that I met at Arnold Sports Africa. He was at a special event there in Johannesburg, South Africa, called Arnold Classic Africa, which is where the man rushed and then drop-kicked Schwarzenegger from behind. He wasn't hurt, but did appear briefly startled. He had said that it felt like somebody had, you know, jostled him from behind, that it wasn't a major hit to him in any way, shape, or form.
Well, the thing is, when you watch the video, the guy was so small that compared to Schwarzenegger, who's huge, he did not go flying like you would expect from a two-footed flying drop kick, which is what he got.
Yeah, he barely, barely moved forward. I mean, he kind of stumbled a little.
Yeah, he moved forward probably 5 or 6 feet, I'd say.
Shortly after the incident, Schwarzenegger tweeted, quote, "Thanks for your concerns, but there's nothing to worry about. I thought I was just jostled by the crowd, which happens a lot. I only realized I was kicked when I saw the video, like all of you. I'm just glad the idiot didn't interrupt my Snapchat," he said. apparently Arnold Schwarzenegger's on Snapchat. So anyway, it goes on to talk about the event that they had had. And I thought it was interesting because, you know, Schwarzenegger engaging in a little bit of forgiveness here for this, you know, misled, confused young person who was, you know, probably thought he was cool or trying to get some attention or whatever, wanted his 15 minutes of fame and to not go after him. And I agree with what Schwarzenegger's saying here is, look, he's got things to do. You know, you don't want to spend your time focusing on a lawsuit or criminal charges or whatever. Yeah, the guy didn't do any real harm. I mean, arguably, if a drop kicker had caused some harm, then you could argue that, okay, fine, you know, go after him, get a little bit of compensation for any damage done. If you had to go to the hospital, for instance.
Yeah. And sometimes that can happen from things that seem trivial. Have you seen the video of this woman who pushed an old man off a bus? And he was in the hospital for a month and then he died.
Oh, God.
And he was an old man with a walker, and apparently she was being
pushed off while it was moving.
Obstreperous. No, she was being obstreperous as she was getting on the bus, and the old man told her she should be nicer to people. Mm. So she just took both hands and pushed him off the bus, so he goes out the door and face flat on his face on the concrete with his walker.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, this woman is a piece of
garbage.
Work.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
that's terrible. No, I had not heard that. So you said that led to some sort of exacerbation of some conditions, and he passed away as a result.
I mean, my guess is it resulted in a closed head injury.
Oh, man.
And my father had the same thing. He fell. He's 91, and he fell in Hawaii a couple years ago when I was visiting and got a subdural hematoma. We didn't even know anything was wrong with him until suddenly his speech starts slurring.
Oh, no.
And we're like, what's wrong here? I don't know, but we got to go to a neurologist. Turned out he had a subdural hematoma for 3 weeks and nobody knew it.
Wow. Mm. What do they have to do about a subdermal hematoma?
A subdural hematoma is an accumulation of blood inside the skull that creates pressure on the brain.
Oh, wow.
And so what they had to do was go in surgically.
Just drill a hole right in there like they used to back here.
Yeah, exactly. They drilled a hole in his head and let the blood out. And, and we were really scared for him for a while, but luckily he's come back.
That's good to know. So kudos to Arnold Schwarzenegger for this. I think that I love a good example of forgiveness in action. I think it's a really powerful thing for people to do. I mean, I wouldn't recommend that everybody practice it in every circumstance. Generally, I can understand why somebody would hold a grudge in certain circumstances, but I think it is worth trying. I think it's worth the effort to forgive somebody, because people screw up, and if you can let it go, really forgiveness ultimately is only for you. It's for the person who's doing the forgiving. It's an internal relief mechanism for yourself to let go of whatever burden that you've created surrounding whatever the incident is that we're talking about forgiving.
In AA, they say that holding a resentment is like taking poison and waiting for the other guy to die.
Exactly. So good for Arnold Schwarzenegger for setting a good example. All right, so that's the good news. Now we get into the ugly stuff with this Craig Wright character who is claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto, the designer of Bitcoin. He's now filed a copyright for Bitcoin. We'll tell you more about it coming up.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. news.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Live. Dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, there's a propaganda piece from Kotaku, which is a video game website. That's, you know, what they masquerade as, but they definitely have a leftist viewpoint, editorial viewpoint, from what I can tell. And this isn't the only piece of evidence.
Having an editorial viewpoint doesn't make you not a game.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. No. Kotaku's a video game review website. It's a video game news.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's one of the more noted or popular gaming sites out there. But it definitely has like a lefty tinge to it. This article is about a socialist, a headline, socialist Twitch streamer says he's changing minds. So we can talk about that because we are on Twitch here on Free Talk Live. We're also streaming on DLive. These are two ways that you can watch the show happen as it happens all 7 nights a week over at twitch.lrn.fm. Also, if you are in the liberty community, so if you're not a socialist, if you're somebody who's an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you belong over at liberty.menu. It's where you can put your voluntarist ideas into action. It's a tool for the liberty community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. So if you do any one of those things, if you've got a business, if you've got an event that you work with, or you've got a show, something that you put out there digital content-wise, you can put your map pin, or more than one of them, if you do more than one thing, on liberty.menu, and you can do it for free. Your listing can be rated. It can be reviewed. There's a bit of a social networking aspect. I was actually just telling you off the air the other day, Rich, that you can do like an RSVP thing for an event. So ForkFest, for instance, the upcoming Liberty Camping Festival, has an event on liberty.menu, and you can RSVP to it, which is pretty cool, and you don't have to use Facebook.
Nice. I've got all my pages on all of my organizations, and I run like 35 organizations, have Facebook pages, and I've been looking for a place to put them because I don't want to be on Facebook anymore. I don't want to feed that monster.
I'm with you, man. Get over to liberty.menu, jump in there, and you can add a bunch of cool stuff to that. And other people can share it around, and it's run by somebody who actually, well, we know, Patrick. We'll probably interview him, I imagine, this year from ForkFest, as we've tended to do for the last couple of years. He's a newer mover here to New Hampshire, brought his family up a couple of years ago, and he's been a real doer. He's a big, I would say, one of the better activists that we've got. So.
Yeah, and he's got some great technical ideas.
Yep.
If you ever get a chance to talk to him, he rocks.
Yeah.
I know you do, but
yeah, he's into the mesh networking.
Yes.
He's kind of heading that project up as well, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So head over to liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL if you'd like, and that'll get you a Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because it's free, so you can just go there and put your stuff up for free at liberty.menu. All right, so in other news, as I said, we've got some Bitcoin-related stuff to talk about. Plus, apparently apparently Ukraine has inaugurated a comedian as president over there, and he's decided to disband parliament. So
nice.
Kind of an interesting.
Isn't it funny when the comedians are the adults in the room?
Yeah, so if we get a chance, we'll tell you about that. But let's jump into this Bitcoin story. There's a couple different aspects of Bitcoin to talk about tonight. There is the ridiculousness on the part of this man who's claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto and the just bizarre and outrageous things that he's been doing in the name of that, in the name of whatever crusade he's on. But Bitcoin got some major press on Sunday night, Rich. And, as far as old media is concerned on television, it doesn't get much bigger than 60 Minutes. I mean, this is a show that I'm sure you remember from the past. I certainly remember when I was growing up in the 80s, going over to my grandfather or grandmother's house, and my grandfather would be sitting there watching TV, and you'd hear the I can remember 60 Minutes and their branding from as far back as I can remember. Apparently, it's still on the air. Who knew? And Anderson Cooper, as you pointed out, a former CIA agent, and of course some would say once a CIA agent, always
yeah,
a CIA
once you've
agent.
Worked for the CIA, I will never, ever trust you. And I would pass that advice on to others. Don't trust CIA agents.
Well, now, did he do the writing for this story, or was he just the person reading somebody else's script? They do show the producers, and his name isn't one of them, Andy Court and Evie Solomon. He's the listed as the correspondent in this case. So, I mean, he was involved. There's no doubt about it. But here's the story. Let me just play the audio here, because, you know, it's a good piece. And we'll stop as it goes through, and hopefully my sound card won't screw up, because we've been having some really bad luck here in the studio. Yeah, okay, it is going to work here. So let me jump this thing back to the beginning, and we will get started with CBS and what they're entitling Bitcoin's Wild Ride.
10 years ago, a mysterious computer programmer invented a new type of money that wasn't backed by any government or kept in any bank. There were no coins or bills, just long strings of letters and numbers stored inside a network of computers that anybody could be a part of by downloading some free software over the internet. Today, that computer...
No, that's not a bad description. It's not overly technical, and it doesn't have to be. Mm-hmm. But to describe Bitcoin as something that doesn't involve banks or governments is, I think, one of the most powerful points about Bitcoin. And that's the first point that he made about it. So
those are the destructive forces we're trying to evade.
Right. And they do actually talk to somebody from the Federal Reserve for a brief moment in here. That's coming up later on, and that's a particularly amusing moment. So we'll definitely get to that. But as far as an opening statement goes, I thought that was a pretty fair description of what Bitcoin is. We continue.
Authorized currency, Bitcoin, is well known, though little understood. And Bitcoin's popularity has inspired the creation of thousands of other types of digital money known as cryptocurrency. Over the last decade, you could have made a 5,000,000% profit by investing in cryptocurrency, or you could have lost everything. It has been a wild ride, and few people have experienced the highs and lows more than a 29-year-old named Charlie Shrem.
Did you ever meet Charlie Shrem back at, like, a Pork Fest back in the day?
I'm not sure. As part of my duties as a priest, I have to hear confessions, and as a result, I take chemical help to make sure I don't remember any of these things.
It's important.
The story will continue in a moment.
All right. So they're going to come right back. I don't think they put commercials in here.
It felt like I was riding a rocket ship that had no mission control. You were going up very quickly, but we were not thinking about what would happen when eventually we have to go back down. And for me, I dealt with the ultimate going back down.
You crashed hard.
Crashed really hard.
Charlie Shrem was once described as the last kid who'd be picked for a game at dodgeball, but he always felt comfortable around computers. He grew up in a Syrian Jewish community in Brooklyn, New York, and was a senior at Brooklyn College when in 2011 he started a business in his parents' basement.
All right, and this is the business that was our sponsor for some amount of time. We went to his home offices in Manhattan. And we'll tell you more about it coming up here with the 60 Minutes piece on Bitcoin on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain continue to impact parts of the plains and Midwest. Regarding these storms, Joe Bastardi with Weather Bell tells Fox News,
the last 4, 5, 6 months have been brutal from southern Canada into the central and northern plains. Meantime, it's warm in the southeast. That's the classic setup. Cold versus warm for what you're seeing out there, so it's winding up being a bigger than average year.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says he told the House and Senate to continue working to keep Iran in check and protect American interests.
I walked them through what the Department of Defense has been doing since May 3rd when we received credible intelligence about threats to our interests in the Middle East and to American forces.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mentioned earlier ForkFest 2019, and 4 weeks from now, ForkFest is going to be over. This will be the last day in 4 weeks. So you still have time to get it together and get your reservations at Rogers Campground. There's plenty of room. This is year number 3 for ForkFest, which is the decentralized camping festival for libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists. People just kind of hanging out together in the woods. There's nobody who's in charge. There's no central committee. You're in charge of your own experience. So you get to decide what to do. You know, you just want to hang out and camp with other people. That's cool. You can do that. Maybe you want to do something that other people might want to join, like create some sort of an event, you know, put together a poker game or a speaker series or a musical event, whatever it is that you feel called to do for others, then you can do that. There's going to be other people who are cooking, and there's, I know NEPA.Global has announced nightly dance parties, and they're bringing back the epic big gay dance party, which has been gone for a number of years now. They're bringing that back to ForkFest for the first time in 3 or 4 years.
For the first time ever. Before this, it was at ForkFest.
True. And the last year at ForkFest was 2015. So it's been several years since the last one. So there's a lot of cool stuff happening. Jay Noon from our Wednesday night Free Talk Live is doing Man Camp. and others have other plans. You can learn more about the event by going to forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party, and that will link you over to the Telegram chat room, which has, I think, around 70-plus people in that chat room. There's also the ForkFest forums. These are all unofficial. It's just where people are gathering to discuss the things that they're planning on doing and, you know, when they're coming up and all that. Sharing campsites, all these things are being talked about. So ForkFest.party. Oh, by the way, it's June 13th through the 18th. We're going to be broadcasting our show from there, so we'll look forward to seeing you there.
And I'll tell you what, if you can't afford reservations, but you can get your body here, I've been to a lot of events at this campground, and I have never had a hard time finding a place to sleep.
Yeah, as long as you're willing to ask for a place to sleep, you know, just talk to some people, it'll happen.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's there's no security presence. It's so much fun.
Yeah, there's like an automated gate. Actually, I don't even think it's automated. I think there's somebody that's in the office that if you're trying to drive a car into the campground, there's some security for that. But beyond that, like if you're just going to walk on, there's no security there. They do request a $5 day fee. So if you are just kind of coming in without, you know, without a campsite, the office would appreciate you stopping by and giving them $5, you know, because they, you know, they do have bathrooms and it costs money to unclog toilets and all that. But otherwise, it's a pretty light requirement, you know, $5 a day. It's pretty easy to get in.
And, very much so. Yeah.
And again, splitting the price of campsites is also, you know, a relatively affordable thing to do.
And of course, if you are at ForkFest tonight, a month from tonight or 3 weeks from tonight, a month.
This will be the day everybody leaves ForkFest for 4 weeks from now. So ForkFest runs from the 13th through the 18th, which is a Thursday through a Tuesday.
And if you're still there 4 weeks from today, you can also stay over and hit ForkFest.
That's true.
Which is another Liberty event. It shows you kind of a different side of the Liberty migration to New Hampshire, which is nice. It's turning out that it's not going to be one tribe of porcupines in New Hampshire. There are going to be many tribes of porcupines in New Hampshire. We may not always like each other, but when it counts, we tend to vote in the right direction.
Indeed, and ForkFest, of course, is a fine event. It's the one that forked ForkFest. That's where ForkFest came from. And ForkFest is, I think, in its 16th year this year, so, and that is an event for which you will need a ticket, however, so do keep that in mind. There are ticket prices. I don't know what they are right now, but I suspect it's going to be around $80 to $100 for the week-long ticket for ForkFest.
Groovy.
So we've got more coming up here from the Anderson Cooper 60 Minutes report on Bitcoin's wild ride, but let's continue with your calls and thoughts first. We've got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Sarah,
hello.
In New Mexico.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Yeah, am I on?
You are on the radio. Go ahead.
You know what? I just feel that we have so much auto fatalities here because we have a high rate of illiteracy right here in New Mexico.
What would that have to do with being able to drive a car?
Well,
they're not able to read the signs?
Right. It would help if they could read like a slow down, merge, yield, one-way sign. Maybe if they could read it, maybe they'll obey it or try it or try
to. Well, you know, a lot of these signs have symbols on them that you don't really need to know how to read to interpret those symbols. I mean, you can essentially be a foreigner and not know anything about the English language, and to some extent you should be able to make it around the roads all right. And further, there's actually been some interesting studies, Sarah, in other countries where they've actually taken away road signs, where they've gotten rid of road safety measures like guardrails alongside of a cliff, for instance. And you know what they found out is that people that are driving drive more carefully when they are not as certain. When it's like if you're driving along a cliff and there's no guardrail on the side of that cliff, you might be a little more cautious about how quickly you take those curves.
Yeah, if everything's ad hoc, you have to slow down, and they've found that reduces fatalities.
So somebody who can't read the signs should probably be a more safe driver, somebody who is being more cautious because they're not certain about what they're getting into.
That may be, but the concern, I mean, the extent to which I think it is a problem is people tend to assume that everybody can read these street signs and that people are going to act accordingly, and the reality is some people can't read them, and some people just don't care about them.
Well, I mean, as a driver, you should never assume that the other person knows what they're doing in any way, shape, or form.
When I started riding a motorcycle, the guy who taught me told me that you should always assume that anyone on four wheels is crazy and they're out to kill you personally.
And you should also assume that the people on foot are crazy and they're going to jump out in front of you at any moment or fall into the road because they're drunk or whatever. Yeah. I mean, these people...
Well, they may be much crazier, but they're not as hard or as heavy, so
that's true. You probably will survive that encounter, but you still don't want to have it.
The
way you avoid
plan.
It is by, you know, presuming people are going to do crazy, stupid, ignorant things on the road. And Sarah, you really wouldn't understand this because you've never actually sat behind a wheel of a car in your entire life, right?
You can't drive, Sarah.
No, I used to drive.
Oh, really?
You know, when I was I used to drive. I never owned a car.
Uh-huh.
But I used to drive, but I got into, like,
how old were you when you were last driving?
Well, I helped drive somebody's car to the, like, the auto mechanic, like, maybe 7 years ago.
Oh, okay. That's pretty recent. You said you got into some wrecks, though?
Yeah, I was driving two times. I got into two wrecks, and I was in a taxi, and I got into a wreck. And so I'm pretty much, that's it for me was driving.
Freaked you
I'm
out.
Pretty much traumatized.
That makes sense.
Did you ever check out the Moms Against Cars page I referred you to?
Is that real?
Is it a website?
It's on Facebook.
She doesn't have internet.
Oh, you don't have internet. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, there's a Facebook page by Moms Against Cars. I'm not sure if they have
real?
A website.
Is it satire?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to read it and find out.
I'm not going. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the... Huh? What?
Well, I did hear about a national coalition like that. There's national organizations that try to prevent, like, auto fatalities. I know they're out there. So I have been, you know, encouraged to, like, plug into those groups. Mm-hmm. And then as a collective, maybe we could do something. But I guess I got to remember that moms against the what now?
Moms Against Cars.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. Is there a Moms Against Bitcoin group? I sure hope not. We'll talk more about that on the way here and with the 60 Minutes piece on Bitcoin from this weekend. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You don't have to talk about Bitcoin, but that is where we're going to focus on here for a little bit because, well, it's back in the news big time. I noticed after the 60 Minutes event happened on Sunday night with the Anderson Cooper report, about a 13-minute long package on Bitcoin's, what they call Bitcoin's wild ride, which we're going to continue playing that for you here, just so we can analyze it and see, you know, how fair was it? Was it a fair piece? Was it biased? We'll get into that coming up here a little bit deeper. But then I noticed, you know, I don't know if you have this on your phone, Rich, but there's like this Google, I don't know what they call it. Google, basically, like, things they think you'll be interested in app. I don't know what it's called. Maybe it's just Google.
Oh, yeah, I disabled that on mine.
Yeah, I kind of like it. It's pretty good at showing me things. I mean, it's not perfect, right? Like they know what you're searching, right? They know what articles that you've looked at, and if you're looking at Bitcoin articles, they'll show you things about Bitcoin. So like the top things that they always show me are almost always Bitcoin related.
They see you when you're sleeping. They know when you're awake.
It's a little creepy, but
they know if you've been bad or good.
But it's true. And so I saw on here that, you know, they show related articles to whatever, and there was a article about Bitcoin, just sort of the general what is Bitcoin article on Wikipedia that they say is trending on Google. So it's back in the trends. It's back, you know, people are asking again. They're typing in, what is Bitcoin? And I suspect its appearance on 60 Minutes may have had something to do with sparking some more interest.
Yeah, I would definitely expect to see more Googles after the 60 Minutes episode. Has there been, what's the Bitcoin price done since the episode? Was there an appreciable bump?
I don't know if there was anything that you could associate with just that one episode. I'm just going to look in the last week. And it, you know, it had a bump up on Saturday, but that would have been before the episode aired. Maybe that was in anticipation of it. I mean, you never know with these. Anybody that says they know why Bitcoin does what it does, I automatically disqualify whatever it is that's going to come out of their mouth.
That's true for me for nearly all investments, unless there's something that's just glaring.
There were some times that Bitcoin definitely seemed to jump in relation to a news item. So remember when they raided the Silk Road and they arrested Ross Ulbricht? The price did, I think, drop on that news, if I recall
correctly. Yeah, the price dropped on that exchange that got hacked as well. Yeah. What was the first hacked exchange? Do you remember?
Mt. Gox? Or no, that wasn't a hack. Yeah. That was an inside job.
Well, yeah, it was Mt. Gox, though. I think didn't they do a fake hack to cover up the inside job?
You're talking
something?
About ancient history at this point. I honestly don't recall. It's interesting looking at the mainstream media's approach to Bitcoin. In a lot of cases, you know, we've shared some of the critical articles over the years here on Free Talk Live of Bitcoin's going to go to zero. There was just one in the New York Post this last weekend that was claiming that, which was a stupid article and the shortest thing that I'd ever seen. It seemed to be truncated. It was like two paragraphs long and nothing more than a quick little opinion piece about how the author thought that Bitcoin was a scam and that it was going to go to zero. That was really all that it said.
The mainstream media has successfully predicted a million of the last zero Bitcoin failures.
Yeah. There is actually a count. There's a website out there that counts the number of times that articles online and off have predicted the demise of Bitcoin. And it is in the hundreds, I think 300+ times in mainstream media publications that Bitcoin's demise has been predicted. But to 16 Minutes credit, this isn't one of those hit pieces, or at least it didn't come off that way to me when I watched it and I actually read through the text. This is one of those websites where they'll give you the whole text of the narration as well. So if you want to just read the video, you can, basically. So I'm going to play some more of this. Rich, it's your first time hearing. It's probably a lot of our listeners' first time hearing it. So again, we're just stop me down if you want to comment. Let's continue here. They've introduced Charlie Schrem. And longtime listeners of Free Talk Live know Charlie. He's somebody who we've interviewed on a multitude of occasions here on Free Talk Live over the years. It's probably been a couple few years since we've talked to him. We did talk to him since he got out of prison. We'll get to the prison part of the story here in a moment. But we knew him. We can say we knew him when he was running BitInstant. Now, we didn't know him when it was based out of his parents' basement. But eventually he ended up getting some posh Manhattan offices and had enough money to hire us to promote Bitcoin or BitInstant, which was a way to buy Bitcoin way back when. And we hung out at the offices, and it was a good time. And, not everything lasts as far as businesses in the cryptocurrency world, and they're no longer around today. But we'll get into why that happened here. Let's continue with 60 Minutes.
He called it BitInstant because it enabled people to buy Bitcoin quickly using dollars at a time when interest in the computerized currency was just starting.
When did you first notice the business taking off?
Almost instantly. The business?
Really? That fast?
I had $1,000 that I threw into it. That was my own money. And then within days, it was getting crazy. And I had my bar mitzvah money that I wanted to use.
Within a year, Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss of Facebook fame became major investors in Charlie's company. By 2013, he was pronounced one of Bitcoin's first millionaires. Estimates of his net worth range from a few million dollars to $45 million.
I went from being a kid who had no self-confidence to the complete opposite, with a crazy ego. And I was doing media interviews every day, and I was the evangelizer of the industry, the Bitcoin Moses, as they would call me.
You go from being the last kid picked to dodgeball to,
running the team.
How did Charlie and other 20-somethings become kings of a new industry that deals in money you can't deposit in the bank? To understand that, you have to go back to a time when confidence in banks had plummeted.
So wait, now, is confidence in banks back? Because I don't have any.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. How many of the people who at one time had confidence in banks who since lost their confidence in banks and then regained it? It wouldn't seem to be a large portion of the people who lost confidence in banks would all of a sudden be trusting of them again.
Yeah, I mean, there's the people who thought the bailout would work, but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, were they even real people or were they just shills?
Well, it worked for the banks, didn't it?
Well, it did, mm-hmm. but, you know.
Screwed course, everybody else over.
Yeah, yeah. And still, I mean, we've got that housing collapse, which is halfway over, and the government's propping it up.
Sure.
Or the banks are propping it up, and there's a lot of homelessness going on as a result of that.
A lot of empty homes as well,
yes.
From what I understand.
Yep, two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, exactly. So, more here from 60 Minutes.
Tumbled more than 500 points.
Shortly after the collapse of Lehman Brothers during the financial crisis of 2008, this paper started circulating on the Internet. It proposed creating an electronic cash system.
He's referring to Satoshi Nakamoto's Bitcoin white paper, just to be clear here.
That would allow people to pay one another online without going through a financial institution. To this day, no one has the faintest idea who the paper's author, Satoshi Nakamoto, is.
Well, we're going to get into that a little bit later on. Somebody's claiming that they are Satoshi Nakamoto, and a lot of people aren't buying it, but we'll tell you more about that coming up.
But he, or she, or they created ingenious software that anyone in the world could download onto their computer for free.
Now, I mean, to call it ingenious is a compliment, right? Like that.
Yeah.
That's an editorial opinion that is positive, basically. They could have said it was dangerous software. They could have said it was questionable software. Mm-hmm. But they called it ingenious software. And they, in fact, included the fact that it was available to anybody who wanted to participate. So a truly kind of down to earth, down to the people. And that's ultimately what the power of Bitcoin is, beyond the fact that it's cryptographically strong and it's decentralized. Is it puts the power of money into the hands of the average person. And they touched on that at the beginning of this piece when they talked about how it's money that doesn't involve banks and it doesn't involve governments. Well, once you cut the governments and banks out of money, you've cut out the middlemen. You have taken, anytime you can take a product out of the hands of the middleman, it's good for everyone except for the middleman, right?
Right.
You're taking out one of the hops in the supply chain. You're making that supply chain more efficient in whatever product we're talking about, whether it's tulips or cannabis or alcohol or anything that's being sold. Cutting out the middleman is ideal. And, in fact, a lot of middlemen are government-sponsored. You know, like with the alcohol business, the government mandates that there be a wholesaler, you know, some middle person in between the manufacturer and the end consumer, or the
retailer.
You
could just order from the manufacturer, like Amazon.com.
Yeah. Why shouldn't
Send
you be able
booze.
To? The reason why is because the laws say you can't. The laws protect the middlemen, and that's true of money as well, where the laws are there, specifically the legal tender laws and the Federal Reserve and these apparatuses or apparati to protect the status quo in the banks. We'll continue with more on Bitcoin. Free
Jake talk. Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.